Yeah, what causes a chimney fire? Okay. When you burn wood, soot and creosote build up inside of the flue. These chemicals, which are invisible to the homeowner, accumulate inside of the flue, and they're formed during the incomplete combustion of the wood. Soot and creosote build up in a highly flammable coating, and these carbon deposits are extremely flammable and burn with an intense flame that can melt mortar. They can reach 900 degrees Fahrenheit. During a chimney fire, flaming balls of debris can be lifted out of your chimney onto the roof, your lawn, your next door neighbor's house, like a Roman candle, like a Roman candle on the 4th of July. Smoke can back up into your house, causing considerable smoke damage. And if conditions are right, you could have a house fire. Even if the damage is minimal, the chimney can be so badly damaged that it's not safe to use anymore. Many times during the chimney fire, someone will become walking by and call the fire department. And what they'll do is they'll come out and they will turn their hose on the hot chimney and it will crack. Other times homeowners will go out there with a hose and try to turn the hose on it and it will also crack. A homeowner should never, ever try to turn a hose on the chimney when it's having a fire, as that you can be seriously hurt. The next one we do is going to be how to put out a chimney fire, but I'm not going to deal with that right now. Rather than having to deal with having a chimney fire, and it's a lot easier just to get it cleaned on a fairly regular basis. And that's what we're here for at Royal Chimney Service. So,